在约翰福音第一章六至到十八节，有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要作见证，就是为光作见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光作见证。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是藉着他做的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。都成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满地有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰为他作见证，喊着说：这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是藉着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。这是神的话语。今日的正道的题目是世界之光，请 Pastor Scott。
Well, welcome.
欢迎各位来到教会。
It's been a long time, I feel like, since I've been with you.
Pastor Scott 觉得好久没有见到大家。
Pastor Tan needs to go on vacation more, because I can get to see you more.
Yeah, 所以陈牧师需要经常去度假，所以 Pastor Scott 才能够常常来。
It's always a joy to be with you.
很高兴能够来到大家当中。
And I started a new series in the English service at the beginning of the year on the book of John.
在英文堂Pastor Scott 开始了一个新的讲道的系列，就是从约翰福音。
And I started last a couple weeks ago, and today we're going to pick up in the middle of John chapter 1.
我们从上这个月开始，然后我们今天呢，我们要从约翰福音第一章的中间开始。
Now I just want to set up a little foundation for you before we go further.
在我们还没有开始继续讨论之前，我希望给大家一个基础的认识。
All right, so the Apostle John is sort of writing a biography of the life of Jesus.
使徒约翰在这里是要写耶稣基督他生平的传记。
And one thing he establishes is that Jesus is truly God.
他在约翰福音当中所建立的一个很重要的重点，就是耶稣基督他是神。
But Jesus is also separate from God the Father.
但是耶稣基督与父神分开。
And here we sort of see a little bit of what we call the doctrine of the Trinity.
在这边我们似乎看到了三位一体这样的教义。
God is one God, yet he's three persons.
神是一位，但是有三个位格。
It's a total mystery to us.
这对我们来说是一个奥秘。
It hurts our brain even thinking about it.
甚至我们在想的时候，我们都觉得头很痛。
But it is true that the Bible presents God as one God, yet he is three persons.
但是这是圣经所告诉我们的真理，神是一位，但是有三个不同的位格。
And so Jesus is the second person of the Trinity.
所以在这三位一体里面，耶稣基督是这第二位圣子。
And Jesus is known as the Word of God.
耶稣，我们都知道，在约翰福音里面讲，神是耶稣基督是神的道。
Jesus was he's existed from eternity past.
他是从亘古以前就已存在。
And Jesus also created the world.
耶稣基督同样的，他也参与了创造世界的事工。
John tells us in the first few verses that everything that was made by Jesus.
约翰福音开始的时候告诉我们，世上一切所有被造的，都是借着耶稣基督所造。
And so, because if he's the creator, he has to be God.
所以他如果是一位创造主的话，他必然是一位神。
John also points out that in Jesus is life.
约翰同时也指出，在耶稣里就有了生命。
And if life is found in Jesus, that would be also evidence that he is God himself.
如果在耶稣他里面有生命的话，这也是成为他是神的这样一个很明确的证明。
So let's pick up in verse 6.
让我们从第六节开始来看。
John writes, There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light.
约翰福音一章六到八节，有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
Now this John in verse 6 is different than the author John.
那这个约翰是跟写作约翰福音的作者约翰是不一样的。
The John who wrote this book was one of Jesus' 12 disciples and one of his closest friends.
那写作约翰福音的作者是耶稣的十二个门徒之一，对耶稣是非常亲密的朋友。
The John in verse 6 is who we call John the Baptist.
在约翰福音一章六节里面所谈到的约翰是施洗约翰。
John the Baptist was the last prophet before Jesus.
施洗约翰是在耶稣之前的最后一位先知。
John the Baptist prepared people for the coming of Jesus.
施洗约翰预备人的心来迎接耶稣基督的来临。
Many of you know about him.
很多人有听过他的故事。
He wore camel hair.
他穿骆驼的衣服。
Camel skins.
骆驼的皮做的衣服。
He ate locust and honey.
他吃蝗虫跟野蜜。
I don't think they were chocolate covered locusts.
没有，这不是沾过那个巧克力的哈，像现在有。
He kind of lived out in the wilderness.
他住在旷野之中。
And he baptized people. He baptized people.
他在约旦河为人施洗。
And what was baptism?
浸礼的意义是什么呢
？It's like what we do today. It's a public testimony of your trust in God.
就像我们今天所做的一样，是在公开的向人见证你对神的信仰。
So John would tell the people, repent of your sins because the kingdom of God is at hand.
所以施洗约翰告诉大家，要告诉当地人，要说你们要悔改，因为神的国即将来到。
The Messiah Jesus is coming.
弥赛亚耶稣基督即将来临。
Prepare your hearts for him.
你要预备你的心。
So he's telling people to confess your sins, get right with God.
所以你要在神的面前要悔罪，要悔改。预备你的心，接受耶稣基督。
And of course, he baptized people in the Jordan River.
他在约旦河边为人施浸。
Showing a symbol of your death to sin and your life to God.
象征着人对着罪死了，但是在神里面得着了新的生命。
It was a symbol of the cleansing of sin.
在就是象征着把罪完完全全洗净。
And it was a public witness because other people could see that you meant business. I want to follow God.
这是公开的见证，因为所有的人都看到了你受尽的这些见证。
So the first point I want you to get today, the first point is that John was bearing witness about the light.
所以我今天要讲的第一个重点就是施洗约翰是为着这光来做见证。
And it's the same for you and I today. We still need to bear witness to the light.
同样，这也是今天我们的使命，我们也要为这光做见证。
Jesus is known as the light of the world.
耶稣基督是世上的光。
He gives light into this dark, evil world.
他把光带到这个黑暗、邪恶的世界当中。
So, I mean, if you just look around this world, it is evil and full of sin.
你看看这我们周围的世界。充满了罪恶，充满了黑暗。
You watch the news.
你看电视的新闻报道。
You see murders and theft and all kinds of crime.
你看到了谋杀、窃盗、各式各样的罪。
There's all kinds of wars going on over the world.
在世界上各国国与国互相攻打征战。
And it's our fault.
这是我们的错。
We have chosen to rebel against God and to choose our own way.
因为我们选择了要违背神，反对神的方向而走。
And our own way always leads to destruction.
所以这最后的结局就是带来人类的毁灭。
And we need help. We can't save ourselves.
我们需要帮助，我们没有办法靠自己得着拯救。
And Jesus is the one who brings truth, and he brings salvation, the light.
耶稣基督他自己，他就是那真理，他就是那拯救，他带来人类的希望。
And so Jesus is the one who can bring us back to God.
所以耶稣是把我们带回到神面前的那一位。
Even when we see the natural disasters of the world are a result of the curse of sin.
就算我们今天所看到的各样的天然的灾害，这也是因为我们所犯的罪所给这个地球带来的诅咒。
So even when we see things like, you've been paying attention to these fires in Australia.
你看到在澳洲的火灾。
This was not the way the world was supposed to be.
这不是这个世界应该有的状况。
Hurricanes.
我们看到有暴风、
diseases.
我们看到各样的疾病。
We brought a curse upon ourselves because of our act of rebellion against God.
我们把这样的诅咒加到我们自己的身上，因为我们违背了神。
But God is graciously sending us a solution to this problem.
但是神有恩典的把一个解决的方法带到我们当中。
And John the Baptist is preparing people to be ready to accept God's answer for the evil of the world.
施洗约翰就是在这个时候预备人心来接受神要怎么样子来解决这个世界各样问题的办法。
So in verse 7, it says John came as a witness.
所以第七节说施洗约翰来到这个世上成为一个见证。
To provide a testimony about who Jesus was.
他来世上要作为一个见证告诉人谁是耶稣基督。
He's the king of the world.
他是世界的王。
He's the one who God had prepared to save us from our sins.
他是神为我们预备要拯救我们脱离罪恶的那一位。
That all might believe through Jesus and be saved from death.
所有信靠他的人都可以拯救他，得着拯救，脱离死亡。
John was not the light, verse 8, but he came to bear witness about the light.
第八节说，他不是那光，他是为光做见证。
And so John the Baptist's whole life was dedicated to pointing people to Jesus.
所以施洗约翰他的一生就是为了要指向人去认识耶稣基督。
And this is no different than us today.
这对我们来讲，我们也是一样。
This is Jesus' command to us.
这是耶稣对我们的命令。
See, John the Baptist was looking ahead to the coming of Christ.
施洗约翰是往前看，看到耶稣基督即将要降临。
We, the church today, we're looking back to what Christ has done.
我们身为一个教会，我们是往后看，因为我们已经看到耶稣基督的降临。
That Jesus Christ died as a sacrifice for sinners.
耶稣基督已经为我们死，为我们死在十字架上。
And that He rose from the dead, conquering death.
他成为我们的赎价，而且从死里面复活，战胜了死亡。
And that Jesus guarantees forgiveness of sins and eternal life if we return to Him, repent of our sins.
耶稣基督告诉我们，如果我们悔改归向他，他会使我们得着救赎，从死里面不再受到死亡的捆绑。
John the Baptist wants people to know there is a Savior for your life.
施洗约翰希望所有人知道，在你的生命当中有一位救主。
Are we like John the Baptist?
我们是不是就像那施洗约翰一样？
We don't have to eat locust.
我们不需要吃蝗虫。
If you like them, go ahead.
你如果很喜欢吃的话，你也可以吃。
But we do need to be a voice crying out, "Prepare the way of the Lord."
但是我们必须要那成为那旷野的声音，为耶稣的降临预备道路。
Because Jesus is coming back again.
因为耶稣基督即将要再来。
And we call it the second coming.
这是第二次再来。
And we don't know when that'll happen.
我们不知道什么时候会发生。
Could happen today.
可能今天。
And we have to be ready.
我们必须要预备。
Jesus is coming to save his people who have turned to him.
耶稣基督来到这个世上是来拯救那些归向他的人。
But he's also coming in judgment.
他来同样也是要来审判。
God is so holy, he has to get rid of evil.
神是圣洁的人，所以在他里面没有邪恶。
And if we have not trusted a savior,
我们如果不相信这位救主的话，
we have no one protecting us from God's holy anger against evil and sin.
将没有办法有任何人能够保护你，因为神他的震怒将降临到你的身上。
So I urge you today, give your life to Christ. He's the only one who can give us new life.
所以你如果还没有信主的话，在这边恳求你，你今天要把你自己的生命交给主。
And Jesus is going to set up a new heavens and earth.
但耶稣基督他也在天上为我们预备了新天新地。
And there'll be no more Australian wildfires.
在那里不再有像澳洲一样的野火。
No more disease.
不再有任何疾病。
No more wars.
不再有任何征战。
Jesus will be king.
耶稣基督将成为永远的大君王。
And the world will be full of his righteousness.
这世界上将充满了他的公义。
The question is, have you come to him in repentance and faith?
问题是你是不是诚心的来到他面前，诚心的悔改。
The author John, this was also the purpose why he wrote this book.
所以对约翰福音的作者约翰来说，这是他写作这本福音书的原因。
Look at John chapter 20, verses 30 through 31.
我们如果看约翰福音二十章三十到三十一节。
John writes, Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
在约翰福音二十章三十到三十一节说，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
This is why the Apostle John wrote this book.
这是约翰，使徒约翰写作这本书的原因。
He wasn't merely writing a biography about a nice teacher.
他不是单单写他的老师，他所敬爱的老师的回忆录。
He was writing and saying, "This man is the way of life, eternal life."
他写的就是说，这个人就是那永生的根据。
This man will save us from hell.
这是那位可以救使我们脱离死亡地狱的人。
Do we have the same attitude as John?
我们是不是有同样的态度，就像这位使徒约翰一样
？Do we have the same heart as both Johns?
我们是不是有同样的心态，就像施洗约翰跟使徒约翰一样
？I will live my life to let others know that Jesus is King.
我一生的目的就是要让其他人知道这位耶稣基督是永生的大君王。
There's no other way to God.
在他里面，他是到神的唯一的道路。
This is why we do mission work.
这是为什么我们要做宣教的工作。
We want people to know that Jesus is the Savior for all who would believe.
我们要让世上人所有人知道这位耶稣就是救主。
Now, when we share this message, some will think us really strange.
所以当我们在宣扬这样的福音的时候，有些人会觉得非常奇怪。
I'm sure a lot of people thought John the Baptist was weird.
有些人会觉得说施洗约翰是一个很奇怪的人。
I'm sure some people mocked him.
有些人甚至会取笑他。
This strange man in the wilderness.
这位很奇怪人住在野外。
We may not dress and eat like John the Baptist did.
我们穿的吃的可能不像施洗约翰一样。
But people will still mock us when we share the message of Christ.
但在今天的世代里面，我们在向别人传福音的时候，还是会有许多人会用这样的态度来取笑我们。
Religion is for weak people.
他说，宗教是给那些软弱的人。
Christians, they're so mean.
那基督徒他们都很不友善。
And you'll hear things like this.
我们经常会听到这样子的评论。
And some of us were like this once as well.
在我们还没有信主之前，我们当中有些人可能也是有这样的态度。
But when we understand who Jesus is,
但是我们知道谁是耶稣基督。
That he historically came in real time and space 2,000 years ago.
他在两千年前，他在历史里面真实的曾经出现过。
That he died.
他来到我们当中，他死。
That he resurrected.
他复活。
That there were eyewitnesses to the event.
在众人的见证当中，有许多人看到他的见证。
And that he provides a way out of death.
他他给我们永远的盼望。
Some will believe.
有些人会相信。
Some will reject it.
有些人会拒绝。
But some will believe.
有些人会相信。
Christ is the truth.
耶稣基督是真理。
So which one will you be?
所以你会成为哪一方的人？
That leads us. John writes in verse 9, the true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own and did not receive him.
约翰福音一章九到十一节，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
So Jesus, he took on flesh, he became a man, and he came into the world.
耶稣基督他取了肉体的样式，他来到这个世上，进到这个世界当中。
The light is coming into the dark world.
这个光要进到这个黑暗的时代。
Now sometimes, if I can get out of bed early enough, I like to go jogging.
如果 Pastor Scott 说他如果早上如果起得早的话，他会去慢跑。
I'd recommend it in this season. It's very cool out, very nice.
那现在这个季节是很好的时候。
But if I can get myself up early enough,
所以如果早上早起的话
，sometimes I live close to the canal over here.
所以Pastor Scott 住的地方离这个前面这个公园这个河的地方不远。
So sometimes I go jogging down the canal.
所以他会沿着这个河边来慢跑。
And I'll see the sun start rise. You see the light start peeking up in the east.
他可以看到从这个东方的这个光。逐渐地看到太阳升上来
And it's so beautiful
是非常的美丽
You see the light start emerging from the eastern sky
光开始从东边的天际来升出来
And you see all the colors, the orange and the pink on the clouds
你可以看到在这个天上有不同的颜色
It doesn't happen too much It should happen more
不常发生应该经常的发生
And it's just a very peaceful moment
这是一个很平静的时刻
It's a new day full of hope
是一个新的一天充满了各样的充满了希望
The sun is beating back the darkness
那我们看到了光线太阳的光线胜过了黑暗
And it's like Jesus you know, coming into this world he's pushing back the darkness
我们可以看到耶稣来到世上把黑暗除去
And the ironic thing is that the world did not recognize their God.
但是问题是，这个世界并不认识这位耶稣基督。
Verse 10 says he was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him.
这世界是借着他造的，是他所造的，但是这个世界却不认识他。
You would think people would recognize the creator of their lives and the universe. You'd think people would recognize who God is.
你想这些受造之物、受造的人应该会认识这位造他们的主。
But the world didn't really want him.
但是这个世界上被造的这个世界却不愿意接受他。
Verse 11 says he came to his own and his own people did not receive him.
但是十一节说他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
And This probably specifically means the Jewish people.
在这边特别提到的可能是指犹太人。
As God first started working with the people group, the Jews, to reveal himself to the world.
我们看到在刚开始的时候，神耶和华开始是借着犹太人，使得这个福音、这个信仰可以传到全世界。
And his own people, the Jewish people, did not even recognize him.
他自己属于他自己的子民，就是这些犹太人，居然不愿意接受他。
And there's a greater application. That greater application. That's true of all of us on our own. We don't really want God in our lives.
所以这也应用到我们在还没有信主以前的状况，我们不。因为我崇拜我自己
Even though we should be worshiping our creator
我们应该是要敬拜这位创造我们的创造主
The prophecies
在整本旧约圣经当中他借着先知的预言已经预言过许多次耶稣基督会来到这个世
Set his love on his Jewish people
神也显现了他在犹太人身上的爱
It even welcomed non-Jews into the community.
他甚至欢迎这些非信主非犹太人的外邦人也进到这个犹太人的社群当中。
But still, for the most part, the people just rejected their God.
但是这些犹太人他们还是拒绝了耶稣基督。
The prophet Isaiah says in chapter 65, Isaiah chapter 65, verses 2 and 3, God is speaking through Isaiah, saying, "I spread out my hands all the day to rebellious people." Who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, a people who provoke me to my face continually.
在以赛亚书六十五章二节跟第三节前半段，我整天伸手招呼那悖逆的百姓，他们随自己的意念行不善之道，这百姓时常当面惹我发怒。
God is holding out His hands to His people, and just He gives them so many chances, and He loves them, and He wants them to come to Him, but they would not.
耶和华张开双手来欢迎他的百姓回到他的家中他给他这么多的机会但是许多时候这些百姓经常还是悖逆他惹他发怒
Jesus even says in the New Testament, all day long, I've held out my hands like a mother hen to little chicks to have you come, but you would not.
所以耶稣也经常在新约里面说, 我经常伸出双手来欢迎你们, 但是你们不愿意来到我面前。
See, God is not the problem.
所以神不是问题的所在。
He's always been here for us.
他总是那边, 在那边等待我们。
We are the problem.
我们是那问题的所在。
It's very ironic.
这是非常讽刺的。
You think the creation will recognize their creator.
你想这些被造的应该会认识他们的创造主。
And many of us now who do believe in Christ, thank God for His grace.
在我们当中有许多人已经信主了, 我们感谢神, 这是神给我们的恩典。
He's opened our eyes to see who Jesus is.
他打开我们的眼睛, 让我们看到谁是耶稣基督。
Many of you in here do believe in Christ.
许多人在我们当中,
and you have accepted the light.
相信了主, 也已经接受了这光。
Even when Jesus came, some did believe.
就算耶稣来的, 有些人会相信。
Verse 12 says, But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
那约翰福音1章12节13节 就在里面说到, 凡接待他的, 就是信他名的人, 他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女, 这等人不是从血气生的, 不是从情欲生的, 也不是从人意生的, 乃是从神生的。
So some people run away from the light.
有些人背离的光, 离开的光。
And some people run to the light.
有些人是朝着光而行。
They want the light to be able to see.
他们愿意走在这光中, 所以他们可以看得到。
One time I did a... When I was in high school, I did a summer ministry trip to the city of Chicago.
So, Pastor Scott, 在他高中的时候呢, 有一个在暑期短圈呢, 在芝加哥城市里面。
And we were helping churches in the city of Chicago.
他们在帮助芝加哥城市里面的一些人。
And we were staying overnight in the basement of a church.
他们在一个教会的地下室里面过夜。
And this church had a cockroach problem.
他们那个教会里面有很多的蟑螂。
And they had a lot of them.
非常的多。
And what do cockroaches do when you turn on the light?
当你把灯光打开的时候, 这些蟑螂怎么样呢? 马上四散逃跑。
It's like, run, run!
赶快跑, 赶快跑。
It was gross. I hope none were crawling on me while I was sleeping, you know.
Pastor Scott 想说, 在睡觉的时候, 是不是有很多爬到身上来?
So cockroaches are those people who love their sin a lot, and you turn on the light, and they just run.
所以这些很爱罪的人就像这些蟑螂一样, 当你一把灯打开的时候, 他们马上逃跑。
They don't want the light of Christ. I'd rather stay in darkness.
他们不愿意光来照到他们, 他们宁可停留在黑暗当中。
But there are some, maybe not cockroaches, but there are some people who will come to the light of Christ.
但是有些人会来到这个光当中。
Who all who received him, have you received Christ?
如果你已经接受了耶稣基督,
who believed in his name.
你相信了他的名,
now, what does that mean to believe in his name?
你信他的名是什么意思呢?
In this sense, the name is not merely just a little label, a label for somebody.
名不是只是一个标签, 一个记号。
Believing in Jesus' name is that you believe everything about his character and his attributes.
表示你相信他, 你相信他, 认识他所有的特质, 他的特性。
You believe that everything he did is true and is for you.
你认识他的属性, 你也相信他为你所做一切事都是真的。
And so he gave the right, for those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
他赐给他们权柄, 使他们成为神的儿女。
And so before coming to Christ, we are not God's children.
所以在我们还没有信主之前, 我们不是神的儿女。
We don't want him.
我们不愿意接受他。
But now God has given us a spiritual birth.
但是现在神给我们从灵里面使我们重生。
And we've been adopted into God's family.
我们被收养成为神家中的儿女。
This is called being born again.
这就是重生的意义。
It's a spiritual birth of the heart.
这是从灵里面我们的心重新重生了。
The soul of me before Christ is dead. I'm a dead person.
我的心,我的灵魂在还没有接受耶稣基督以前是死的。
And when I receive what Christ has done for me,
当我接受了耶稣基督为我所做的一切,
God brings my heart alive.
神让我的心再次活过来。
And notice, John says, it's not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but salvation is of God.
他们不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，是从神生的。
It doesn't matter if you're a Jew or Gentile.
不论你是犹太人或是外邦人。
It doesn't matter who you were born to.
不论你是从哪一个家庭里面出生的。
It doesn't matter what status you have in society.
不管你是在社会的地位阶级是怎样的。
There's nothing I can do to try to figure out salvation for myself.
我没有办法靠着自己来找到这样一个拯救。
It's only through Jesus Christ.
只有经由耶稣基督。
You and I can do nothing to earn God's favor.
我们没有能够做任何的事情来赢得、来赚得这样子一个拯救。
Because we're still full of sin.
因为我们身上充满了罪。
We just sang about a three times holy God, holy, holy, holy.
当我们开始唱的今天的上行诗歌，说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
God is so holy that if we sinners are in His presence, we will fall dead on our face.
我们如果罪人在他面前面对面与他见面的话，我们当场会倒闭而死。
And we're all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
And we know it.
我们知道。
We know our sins deserve judgment.
我们知道我们的罪是配得这样子的审判。
But God loved us so much that He sent His only Son.
但是神是如此的爱世人，他使他独生子来到这个世上。
That whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
信他人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Thank God that He's opened the eyes of the hearts who believe.
感谢他打开我们的心眼，让我们能够相信他，接受他。
Receive the gift of Christ.
我们能够接受神为我们给我们这个上好的礼物。
An encouragement for all of us is that here's the third point of the message: God dwells with His children.
第三件事情就是给我们一个很大的鼓励，神住在他的子民中间。
Verse 14 says, "The Word Jesus became flesh, and He dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth."
约翰福音一章十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Isn't it amazing that God became man, one of us?
这是多么的奇妙！耶稣基督他成为人，跟我们一样，在我们中间。
He didn't lose his godness. He didn't lose his deity.
他没有失去他任何他的神性。
Rather, he put on like clothing. He put on humanity.
他穿上了。人的样式。
God is both, Jesus is both fully God and fully man.
耶稣是完全的神，他也是完全的人。
I don't understand that, it makes my brain hurt.
那我不容易了解，因为这也会想的话，也会让我们头很痛。
But the biblical record says that he is both God and he both man.
但是圣经的真理告诉我们，他是完全的人，他也是完全的神。
And he really lived a life like us.
他在世上的生活完完全全都跟我们一样。
He suffered like us.
他所受的痛苦与我们相同。
He faced temptation like us.
他面对各样的试探。
He bled and he cried.
他流血，他哭。
Without sin.
但是他从来没有犯过罪。
It's just amazing that God would stoop to our level.
这是多么的奇妙，神会住在我们当中。
Never take that for granted.
我们不能够觉得说这是理所当然的。
For many of us, this is so basic.
对我们来讲，这似乎是很基本的。
But again, when we focus on this, it should hit us anew in a fresh way. What a loving God that He would come down and become like us.
但是我们如果再重新读这段经文的话，这应该成为我们一个很重要的提醒。他是如此的爱我们，愿意来到我们当中，居住在我们当中，取得人的样式。
If I weren't God, I wouldn't waste my time on.On me.
Pastor Scott 说，如果说我们是神的话，我们不会觉得说我不愿意，我不会浪费时间在这样的事情上。
Now I probably shoot down lightning bolts on everybody.
我可能会用这个闪电来打每一个人。
Let me start this all over.
我们可能从头再从头开始。
All right. Those were terrible people.
所以这个是很可怕的一种做法。
But God.Wanted to save us from our sins.
但是神他要从我们的罪中来救赎我们。
He wanted to save us from an eternal separation of hell from us.
他要使我们不会与神永远的隔绝，落在罪恶的地狱当中。
That we would not be lost forever.
我们不会永远的迷失。
We would not be punished forever.
我们不会被受到永远的刑罚。
His love for us gave us a way that if we come to Jesus, we will be saved.
他对我们的爱使我们有一个方法，就我们来到神的面前，我们就可以得到拯救。
So the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
所以道成的肉身住在我们当中间。
And that word dwelt is very interesting.
所以道住在我们中间是很有趣的一件真理。
It really picks up on the Old Testament imagery of the temple.
所以这让我们看到在旧约里面，我们看到这个圣殿的一个观念。
When God dwelt with his people before Jesus, he dwelt mainly in the building we call the temple.
所以在旧约的时候，神住在人中间的方法是人为他盖的圣殿圣所，所以他在圣所当中，圣殿当中。
One commentator on this passage says this. He says, dwelt among us means more literally he pitched his tent.
所以在有一本查经书作者这样说，他住在我们中间，等于说他在我们当中撑搭帐篷。
Before the building the temple, remember Israel had a tent that was sort of the temple, but it was a tent.
记得在还没有在大卫没有盖圣殿之前，在旧约在出埃及记那段时间是用会幕是帐篷。
And remember when God would come to reveal Himself in the temple, He would come in a bright cloud.
当神在圣殿当中显示他自己的时候，他用充满了光亮的云雾当中显现。
It was a brilliant display of God's glory.
让我们看到神光芒的荣耀的显现。
But now there's something even better.
那现在我们看到是更好的。
God became man.
神成为人。
And he's with us now.
他现在与我们同在。
And John, the apostle, he saw Jesus' glory.
所以使徒约翰看到了耶稣基督的荣耀。
And many eyewitnesses saw Jesus.
许多的人也同样的见证了神的荣耀。
He saw Jesus' teachings.
他看听到了神耶稣基督的教导。
His miracles.
他也看到他所行的神迹。
Most importantly, his crucifixion and resurrection.
他也更重要的是看到他被钉在十字架上而且复活。
He talked with Jesus.
他与神交谈。
I'm sure he smelled Jesus.
他也闻到了耶稣基督的香气。
They touched Jesus.
他们触摸到耶稣。
God was right there in their midst.
神就在他们当中。
You know, even in the Old Testament, Moses, the old Moses, could not see God face to face.
在摩西五经当中，旧约当中，摩西没有办法亲眼看到耶稣，看到耶和华。
Moses, he could see a little bit of God's glory.
他只能看到一点点神的光荣。
And if you remember the story, what happened when Moses saw God's glory?
你可以看到当摩西看到神的光荣光的时候，怎么样子呢
？What did his face look like？
他的脸怎样
？Glowing。
他的脸上充满了光芒、光亮。
Just a little glimpse of God's glory。
他只看到了一点点神的荣光。
But now we can see Jesus face to face. We can see God face to face.
我们现在可以看到耶稣基督，我们可以看到神面对面的与神见面，相见。
It's amazing。
这是很奇妙。
Jesus is God's one and only Son.
耶稣基督是神的独生子。
He is God Himself.
他是神。
And He's full of grace and truth.
他充满了恩典与荣耀。
Grace is a gift we don't deserve.
他这恩典是我们不配得的。
God's goodness to us.
这是神给我们的好处。
And Jesus is also truth.
所以耶稣基督也是真理。
He defines life.
他为这个生命下了一个定义。
He is life.
他就是生命。
He is the one and only beloved Son from the Father.
他是父独生子，父所爱的独子。
Again, there was no requirement on God to save us at all.
神并没有需要这样子的方法来救赎我们。
It was His grace toward us.
这是他的恩典。
Verse 15.
在第十五节。
It says, John bore witness about him and cried out, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.
第十五节这样说，约翰为他做见证，喊着说，这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
Again, he's going back to John the Baptist's testimony about Jesus.
所以他一边在回到施洗约翰为耶稣基督所做的见证。
And he's saying that John the Baptist is saying, I'm not he, don't look at me. In fact, this man came before me. He exists from eternity past.
施洗约翰在那边说，你们不要光看着我所做的事情，你要看耶稣基督，因为他在我还没有来的时候，他就已经来了。他从亘古以前就已经存在。
Verse 16.
在16节,
John writes, For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了而且恩上加恩。
From his fullness, Jesus is the fullness of God. He is God.
从他丰满的恩典耶稣基督就象征了神的完全与丰满。
He's the fullness of God's glory.
他是神丰盛的荣耀。
And he's full of grace.
他是充满了恩典。
Now what does it mean when it says grace upon grace?
恩上加恩是什么意思呢?
Now maybe it means, it could be that God's grace is just overflowing to us all the time.
可能说神给我们的恩典是超乎我们所求所想不断地再加上去。
Or one commentator says something interesting.
有些人会说这是另外一个解经者这样说。
Let's look at verse 17.
我们看十七节。
For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是从耶稣基督来的。
One commentator says, the law given through Moses was also a gracious gift.
有一个解经家这样说，借着摩西所传的律法是对神选民的恩典的一种。
Remember. Moses came down with the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments on the two stone tablets.
记得摩西从西乃山上下来的时候，手上拿着两个石板，上面写了十诫吗？
And God also told Moses all the sacrificial rules that Israel had to follow.
所以神耶和华神也告诉摩西所有要祭祀的方法，要在建造圣殿的方法，圣所的方法。
The purpose of the law, the purpose of the law was to show the character of God, what he was like.
这所有律法的颁布是为了要让当时的以色列人认识神的属性。
How to think and live like God.
如何要生活合乎神的旨意。
And also shows us how sinful we are.
同样的也让所有人知道说我们是犯了多大的罪。
The law reveals that we can't keep the law.
这赐下的律法是要让我们知道我们的罪让我们没有办法维持我守到这个律法。
See, Jesus says, "Do not commit adultery." Actually, the law says, "Do not commit adultery."
所以律法告诉我们不可以犯奸淫的罪。
But Jesus said, "The real meaning of that is that if you've done it in your heart, just a thought, you've broken the law."
所以耶稣告诉所有人，如果真正的律法真正意义是，如果你在心里面就已经动了一念的话，你就已经犯了律法。
So we have these sinful desires that even.Welling up in our hearts.
所以在我们心中，时刻都有这样子一个犯罪的意念在我们心里面。
You know, it's I heard an illustration once about walking on a sidewalk.
我们听过这样一个例子，有一个人走在这个人行道上。
Pretend that you're 10 years old.
如果你是十岁大的小孩。
And you're at your school.
你在学校里面。
And you're walking on the sidewalk.
你走在这个人行道上。
And there's a sign on the grass that says, "Please stay off the grass."
在这个有一个标语在这个草地上说，请不要践踏草皮。
Now, when you were 10 years old, what would you might have done? Would you obey the sign?
你如果十岁的时候，你可能会做什么事？你会不会照着那上面所写的这样子去做呢？
I know there are some bad kids in here.
我们知道当中我们有些人可能小时候都非常顽皮。
Somebody say, "I hate this school."
有些人说我在学校里面我很不喜欢上学。
I'm running on the grass. Come on, guys.
我们就是要从那草地上面跑过去。
You know, it's interesting because you know if the sign was never there, the thought might have never been to run on the grass.
所以在草地上面，如果没有那个警告标志说不要践踏草皮的话，你可能从来没有想到过要做这件坏事。
But because that sign was there, our sinful hearts, for some of us, they well up in rebellion and say, "No, I'm gonna."Tell them who's boss this school. I'm going to run on the grass.
所以因为那个标语在那边，所以你心里面的那个罪念、恶念就被挑动起来。你就觉得说，好，我来让他们知道谁是真正在这个学校谁是老大，我就跑过去给他看。
See, Paul says that in Romans. He says actually the law, in some ways, it increases sin because now our hearts have something else to rebel against once we see the rule.
所以保罗在他罗马书里面说到，律法增加反而是使罪的行为增加，因为我们会有越多的时候没有办法遵行律法。
There's no way for us to save ourselves through obeying the law because we don't want to.
我们没有办法借着遵行律法得救，因为我们许多时候我们心里面是要违背这个律法。
But Jesus, Jesus came and kept the law perfectly on your behalf.
但是耶稣基督来，他完完全全守全的律法，是为了你，为了我而行。
Jesus kept the law 100%.
耶稣基督他守全的律法百分之百。
That's why God accepted his substitution for my life.
所以耶稣基督，耶和华神他接受了耶稣基督所我们献上的赎罪祭。
Because he was the perfect sacrifice for all my sins.
他是完全圣洁无瑕疵的祭牲。
He obeyed the law in my place.
他完完全全守全的律法，为我们而守。
Does God require perfect obedience to be saved?
神是不是要求我们要完完全全的顺服，当我们被拯救的时候呢？
Now we're tempted to answer that. Well, of course not. It's Jesus' grace. We can't be perfect.
所以我们可能时候会这样回答说，因为耶稣基督是恩典，我们不可能是守完全这样子的律法。
But no, God requires always perfect obedience.
但是神要求我们时刻都要顺服。
I thank the Lord it wasn't my obedience.It was Jesus' obedience applied to my account.
但是我们知道，这不是我们人自己所做的顺服，而是耶稣基督的顺服归算到我们身上。
Jesus perfectly fulfilled the law on my behalf.
耶稣基督他完完全全守全律法，而且把这样的功效归算到我们身上。
For all who believe in him,
所有认识相信他的人
and trust Christ as Savior,
如果相信他是你的生命的救主。
You have his righteousness.
你就有这样子的公义。
Even though I can do nothing to earn it.
就算我们没有做任何事情来赚得这样子的一个
公义。So the end of verse 17 says, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
所以17节的后半段这样写，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Grace upon grace.
所以恩上加恩。
So I like this commentator's interpretation.
所以他这样子解释，我们可以更同意。
The law was a gracious gift to us.
律法是一个恩典的礼物。
But Jesus is the fullest expression of God's grace.
所以耶稣基督是更完全的恩典来显现出来。
And he gives that to us freely. We have to receive.
他使我们白白的得到这样子的恩典，我们要接受它。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
We cannot see God on our own.
我们没办法靠着自己来看见神。
However, God, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known to us.
所以神他将父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
I really like the wording here because...It's showing again that Jesus is God, yet he's separate from the Father.
在这里的用词让我们很看到耶稣基督是神，但是他与父神不一样，所以他从父神那边出来，但是他显明了父神。
Again, look at this passage from Exodus chapter 33.
我们如果看出埃及记三十三章。
This is God talking to Moses.
这是神，耶和华神对摩西说话。
And God telling Moses, you can't really see me.
神告诉摩西说，你没有办法真的看到我。
He says, but he said, you cannot see my face, for what will happen? Man shall not see me and live.
出埃及记三十章二十节又说，你不能看见我的面，因为人见我的面不能存活。
God is so holy and pure.
神是如此的圣洁，如此的纯洁。
He will just burn away us sinners. We will die.
你身上有罪，你在他面前，你没有办法存活。
But God is so gracious that he became one of us so that we could see him.
但是神是如此的有恩典，他成为我们进到成为肉体，能跟道成肉身，成为跟我们一样。
Jesus is the image of God.
耶稣基督是神的形象。
We can see Jesus face to face.
我们可以看耶稣面对面。
And for all who believe, we'll be seeing Jesus face to face forever in eternity.
当我们所有相信的人在永恒的时候，我们就可以永远的与神面对面，看到耶稣基督。
Thank the Lord for God's grace upon us.
因为这是神给我们的恩典，感谢他。
That he would allow us to come into an intimate relationship with him.
他使我们能够与他有如此亲密的关系。
Jesus breaks down the barrier between us and a holy God.
神使我，耶稣基督使我们跟神当中的隔绝断开。
Later on in this book, Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
在约翰福音的后面继续会说到，耶稣告诉他的门徒说，你如果见到我，就像见到父一样。
Now, my encouragement to all of you, my
我在这边要鼓励各位，
my request of all of you,
我在这边要要求各位，
is your faith truly in Christ?
你的信是不是真正的在耶稣基督里？
It takes the eyes of faith to actually see Jesus.
我们需要有信的眼光才能够真正看到耶稣基督。
He will not look glorious to you if you will not receive him as Lord and Savior.
你如果没有接受他成为你生命的救主，他看起来不像是荣耀的光辉。
But many of you have placed your faith in Christ.
但是你相信了耶稣基督。
And even though you can't see Jesus yet,
虽然你现在看不到耶稣基督，
you can see him in your heart.
但是你的心里面你可以看到他。
And you are close to God.
他是如此的接近神。
Verse 18 sort of wraps up what we call the prologue of the book of John.
18节是整个约翰福音第一章，就是等于约翰福音的前言的结束。
John is setting up in these first 18 verses, he's setting up just exactly who Jesus is.
约翰福音的第一章的一到十八节是一个前言，来告诉我们谁是耶稣基督。
He is God and man.
他是神，他是人。
And he is the light of the world.
他是世上的光。
And will you receive him?
你愿不愿意接受他？
See, John is showing that God's ultimate revelation of himself is Jesus.
神在这边告诉我们他至高的显示，至高的启示，就是耶稣基督他自己。
Three points of application.
我们在这边有三点应用。
And you've already heard these points.
你已经听到了。
Jesus, number one, rejoice because Jesus dwells with his people.
第一个，我们要喜乐，因为耶稣基督住在他的子民当中。
Jesus is always with us.
耶稣基督永远与我们同在。
Now some of you are saying, well, I don't see Jesus anymore.
但是有些人说，我现在没有看到耶稣基督。
That's right, he went back to the heaven. That's correct, he went back to heaven.
没有错，他现在已经回到天上，在父上帝的右边。
But we haven't mentioned much the third person of the Trinity.
但是我们在这边没有提到三位一体的第三位。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
The Spirit of Christ.
耶稣基督的灵。
He dwells inside of us.
他住在我们里面。
In fact, now we are the temple of God.
实际上我们现在就是神的殿。
Just like the Old Testament, it was a huge building.
在旧约里面，圣殿是一个巨大的建筑物。
That was God's presence was so pure in that building.
我们可以看到神在里面的居住是如此的圣洁。
That if you went into the temple without permission, you would be struck dead.
你如果不经过神的允许进到圣殿里面的话，你可能会受击打而死。
Because God was there.
因为神在那里。
Now for us who believe, God is living in me and you. We are the temple.
所以我们现在我们这些相信的人，神是住在我们里面，你跟我都是神的圣殿。
How does that make you think about your own sin?
你现在想看看你对你的自己的罪要怎么样再看待。
Would you want to do something sinful in the building, the temple?
你愿意在神的圣殿里面做一些违背神的罪行吗？
That should make us hate our own sin.
这会让我们更恨恶我们自己的罪。
Because Jesus dwells in me through his spirit.
因为耶稣基督住在我们里面，借着圣灵住在我们心里面。
But it's also a cause of rejoicing.
这也使我们能够更多的欢喜快乐。
He will never leave us or forsake us.
因为他从来不再会离开我们。
And he already has forgiven all of our sins.
他已经赦免我们一切的罪。
He will walk with us the rest of our life.
他会与我们一辈子与我们同行。
And then we'll see him face to face in glory.
所以我们在最后会在荣耀当中与他面对面。
And number two, because Jesus dwells with us, then we, church, are called to bear witness to the light.
所以因为他与我们同在，所以我们教会蒙神呼召，我们要为光做见证。
Just like John the Baptist,
就像施洗约翰一样。
We're supposed to be little lights of Christ.
我们要成为耶稣基督的，为耶稣基督而发光。
And we're always pointing to Jesus. We're always pointing others to Christ.
我们所作所为所行都要指向耶稣基督，使别人能够看见耶稣基督。
Maybe a conversation with a coworker.
或许是我们在上班的时候与同事的对谈。
Maybe a cousin. A cousin.
或者是像我们的亲戚
maybe a family member,
或者是我们家里面的成员
maybe a classmate,
或者是你的同学。
We always have to be thinking, whoever God brings across our path, How can I bring Jesus into the situation?
所以我们心里面都经常想到，如果这个人出现在我们生命当中，我们要如何把福音介绍给他？
Lastly,
最后一点，
those of you who have not given your life to Christ,
如果你们当中还有没有人没有接受耶稣基督的，
come to Jesus.
你要来到神的面前。
Come to Him for salvation.
你要来到耶稣基督面前，来到神的拯救面前。
He's the light of the world.
他是世界的光。
And He's the light of your heart.
他是你心中的光。
If you receive His death for you,
你如果愿意接受他是为你的罪而死，
and His resurrection for you,
他的复活也是为你，
and you commit to Him as your Lord and your Savior,
你愿意接受他成为你生命的主，成为你的救主，
come to the light,
你要到这个光里来。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Gracious King,
恩典的主，恩典的君王。
Jesus, you are fully man.
耶稣基督，你是完全的人。
And you're fully God.
你也是完全的神。
And you deserve all praise, glory, and honor.
你配得我们所有的称赞荣耀。
God, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow.
因为听到你的名，万膝都要跪拜。
And every tongue confess.
万口都要称赞。
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
God, thank you for coming to dwell with us.
神，我们感谢你来到我们当中，道成肉身住在我们当中。
God, we don't deserve that.
主，我们不配得这样子的恩典。
What grace and mercy you showered on us.
感谢你把恩典跟慈悲让我们在我们身上。
God, what love.
这是何等的爱。
God, thank you for Christ.
主，我们为着耶稣基督感谢你。
In His name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.